but a dream had awoken you and you wanted to tame it. You had a dream that you'd bitten into a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a dark jam was dripping onto the plate, and it woke you up out of your sleep. As I looked down onto my plate where dark jam had fallen, I managed to stir, was there a drink with that? To which you replied, yes, a glass of milk. It took me 20 minutes to convince you that I'd been doing the very thing that had awoken you up from your dream. Skeptics as we were, that was unexplainable and could never be explained as a mere coincidence. We were connected. Another story you loved to tell was a story about me falling into the river. You'd taken me and the boys out for the day, and while you were all off exploring, I went to do some exploring of my own. I slipped into a running river and grabbed onto the nearest branches. You rushed over and pulled me up and put me under your t-shirt to keep me warm. You chuckled while telling the story at how my mother shouted at you when we got home for letting me fall in. But we all know that you would have never let me drown. You was always there to save me, and I wanted to save you too. I grew up always yearning to impress you as much as you impressed me. In our happy moments, you'd spend hours on the phone teaching me Spanish, which sometimes translated to doing my Spanish homework for me. I'd have long conversations about anything that we can think of. But that was you, and that was who I held on to the very end. I'm very thankful that I got to hear your singing voice a week before you died. You sang Daughtry, It's Not Over to me. A song I secretly loved, and I chuckled to myself as you sang it because you always thought that you had the greatest voice in the world. I would do anything to hear it again, and I would do anything to hear you pick up your phone with your usual greeting, hello, hello. I'd do anything to hear you say my nickname, Jumpers, the way that you did. I'd do anything to tell you how proud I was of you and the impact that you've left on so many people's lives, and I promise you that I will try to make that impact too. I remember hating when you told people that I was a fighter because I wanted to be known as the law student and different from my brothers. But now I realize that you meant fighter in the metaphorical sense. And I never stopped fighting for you, and I will never stop fighting to make you proud. You tweeted once, the truth is if I could clone myself, I would not. The better versions of me already walk the planet. Love was my link to the future. I will be sure to make that come true. I wish I could have burdened you with the ounce of love and selflessness that you'd shown me your whole life in order to bring you back to health, but it would not have been what you wanted. I showed you anger and I showed you pain in my response to your pain, but our love never wavered. I know that you wanted to be free and at peace, and now you are, but we are still connected. I'll miss you forever. Love, Jumpers.